movement. Yesterday, a book of condolence was opened at the Parliament building and a short memorial service was held by the Ministry of Education. Mrs. Morris Julian was a minister in the Ministry of Education. The Prime Minister, Dr. Keith Rowley, and several of Mrs. Morris Julian's colleagues signed the condolence book after the President of the Republic, Christine Kangaloo. At the service, Lion Minister Dr. Nyan Gadsby-Dolly recalled her colleague's commitment to children.
And one role that Lisa asked for and served till the end was the ECCE, Early Childhood Care, because she had a small child and she was invested in making sure that the children of that age were well taken care of.
Dr. Keith Rowley referred to what he was told were the minister's final minutes in the burning structure.
To think of losing her and being told that she may have been hugging her child to her chest as she passed away in the flames. Those of you who have children, it's an assignment that you ever want to have. But she had it.
But with the three deaths, there have been debates over the response of the fire service during the tragic deadly fire. Some have said the fire tenders took too long to arrive at the Morris Julian home. And the government of Prime Minister Philip J. Pear is being described as a failure, unable to deal with the crime situation in St. Lucia. Yesterday, Leonard Spider Montuk of the opposition United Workers Party listed a number of what he believes to be failures of the government. He pointed to the crime situation.
Bettering. We have already broken the previous record that was set in previous years of 75 homicides. The rate of homicides, the rate of murders that takes place on the streets of St. Lucia and in the homes of St. Lucians continue to rise, while we have a Prime Minister and Minister of National Security who does not think that it is even worth speaking about. And those of us who raise the alarm, those of us who express our concern, those of us who try to suggest that something be done are called unpatriotic. We are accused of wanting to see the demise of our country.
Mr. Montuk is clear that the Prime Minister and his cabinet have very little time to pay attention to what has been happening in the country. And that's your OCM Regional News. Have a good morning.
The 11:55 a.m. edition of the Regional Roundup from Starcom Network News was brought to you in association with Nichols Baking Company, Inc. Always fresh. The 12 p.m. track and the latest is brought to you in association with the Barbados Light and Power, electricity powering our nation's progress since 1911.
Coming up in the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News, a leading university professor has rubbished calls for the banning of toy guns or digital games that promote weapons. Government voices its commitment to providing affordable housing for Barbadians with plans in the works for a new set of projects. Shipping and cargo clearance delays affecting businesses and impacting sales a week before Christmas. And a veteran journalist and senior court reporter stabbed to death in Jamaica. We will hear from the president of the Caribbean Broadcasting Union on this senseless killing. These stories and more coming up in the lunchtime edition of The Latest.
The 12 p.m. track in the latest was brought to you in association with the Barbados Light and Power, electricity powering our nation's progress since 1911. Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.
Over 100 years of serving this country. Barbados Light and Power Company. From Christchurch to St. Lucie. Barbados Light and Power Company. Your satisfaction is our priority. Barbados Light and Power Company. Here to supply all your power needs. Barbados Light and Power Company. We're here to serve you. You can count on us. You can count on us. We're here to serve.
And the music continues right here on VOB, the voice of Barbados, 6 minutes after 12.
And I've got my answer. not here. Well, I can't keep explaining what they'll never understand, and why I'm here every year, every Christmas. I return. I come here every year, every Christmas.
Luther Vandross, every year, every Christmas. And if you're a TV buff like me, CNN is doing an amazing documentary on his life. Supposed to come up, I think, on Christmas Day. So let's keep an eye out for it. Someone sending birthday greetings to their Uncle Irvin. He is 85 years old today. Happy birthday, Uncle Irvin. You've lived a good life and he is still living. Coming to you from Stephanie. Here's hoping that you have an amazing day.
Greeting cards have all been sent. The Christmas rush is through. But I still have one wish to make. A special one for you. Merry Christmas, darling. We're apart, that's true, but I can dream, and in my dreams I'm Christmasing with you. Holidays are joyful, there's always something new, but when I'm near to you, the lights on my tree, I wish you could see. I wish it every day. The logs on the fire fill me with desire to see you and to say that I wish you Merry Christmas. Happy New Year too. I just one wish on this Christmas Eve. I wish I were with you. To see you and to say that I wish you Merry Christmas. Happy New Year too. I just one wish on this Christmas Eve. I wish I were with you.
Her voice is like silk gone too soon. Karen Carpenter there with Merry Christmas, darling.
Yeah, look who back in Bim again.
You know I can't miss Christmas in Barbados. The food, the family, friends, it just don't be the same over and away.
Got that right.
I'm looking for some John D. Taylor Velvet Falernum, Allie and Arthur Port Wine, and Oh, bring a rum.
Bring a bottle each and let me start having a good time.
Share the Christmas spirit with John D. Taylor's Smooth Velvet Falernum on the Rocks. Or as a cocktail with your favorite friends. From R.L. Seal & Company Limited.
The Kiwanis Barbados South presents Grand Christmas Bingo on Wednesday, December 18th, 2024 at the Lloyd Erskine Sandiford Centre at 8 p.m. 18 games. Cash prizes starting at $150. Jackpot $14,000 in 45 calls or four $1,000 prizes thereafter. Admission $50, including four cards. Each additional card is $5. See you tonight at the Kiwanis Barbados South Grand Christmas Bingo at the Lloyd Erskine Sandiford Centre at 8 p.m.
3, 2, 1, Happy New Year! Make it a happy and colourful start to your new year with Lori Dash, the craft shop at The Walk and on Bay Street. Your number one stop for hats, noisemakers, tiaras, face masks, balloons, stars, confetti, decorations, and more. Start the new year right. Visit Lori Dash, the craft shop today.
The Ministry of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs, in collaboration with the Barbados Statistical Service, is working to improve living conditions across the island. We'll be conducting a country assessment of living conditions, interviewing residents to gather important data. Our team, wearing t-shirts with the Barbados Statistical Service logo and carrying official QR code IDs, will be in your neighborhood identifying households for potential interviews. If you're not at home when we visit, you'll receive a letter. We would love to hear a response from you. The critical information gathered will help shape effective policies and programs aimed at improving living standards across all walks of life in Barbadian society. Have questions? Call 536-4673. Thank you for your cooperation.
I'm ready to shop at your dance for the Christmas competition. I'm spending it, spending it, spending it, spending it. I'm ready to shop at your dance for the Christmas competition. I'm spending it, spending it, spending it, spending it.
Come spend and eat at Jordan Supermarket, where you can win great prizes and up to $100,000 in free groceries. It's spend and eat at Jordan's, where you can stretch your grocery dollar.
Visit our Facebook and Instagram pages for details.
Tis service season and time to win big with Servitech. Quartz and Radio Shack customers, you could win a Whirlpool washer-dryer combo plus free home installation when you book your assembly or installation with Servitech this holiday season. A brand new washer and dryer. Now that's a clean start to your new year. Book your service today at any Quartz store or call 431-6850. Promotion ends December 24th. Conditions apply. To service season and time to win with Servitech, your home tech experts.
ICBL advises our valued customers that our office on Roebuck Street will close for business on Thursday, December 19th at 11 a.m. to facilitate the company's end-of-year staff lunch and awards ceremony. We invite you to plan your in-branch business accordingly. Our online portal remains available to customers for all necessary transactions at icbl.com. Normal business hours will resume Friday, December 20th from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. We apologize for any inconvenience and thank you for your understanding. ICBL, always there when you need us most.
chilling with the mistletoe.
All I want for Christmas.
TLC there with All I Want for Christmas. Don't forget, coming up at 12:30, we've got the latest.
Barbados on Thursday, December 26th. The Barbados Turf Club presents the Diamonds International Boxing Day at the Races. Featuring the Promo Flight Boxing Day Sticks and Trophy presented by Diamonds International. Don't miss this sensational 8-race card on Thursday, December 26th. And we hope to see you at the races. Host time for race number one is 1:30.
Birthday greetings going out to Daddy Toppin of Sunbury in Village in St. Philip. He's celebrating his 95th birthday today. And greetings coming from Gail, the captain, and the family circle, wishing him God's continuous blessings. Happy birthday, Daddy Toppin.
Lots
Now we're getting ready for the lunchtime edition, and that's coming to you with the compliments of CIBC Caribbean and ICBL.
Good afternoon. This is the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, a leading university professor has rubbished calls for the banning of toy guns or digital games that promote weapons. Government voices its commitment to providing affordable housing for Barbadians, with plans in the works for a set of new housing projects. Shipping and cargo clearance delays affecting businesses and impacting sales a week before Christmas. And a veteran journalist and senior court reporter stabbed to death in Jamaica. We'll hear from the president of the Caribbean Broadcasting Union on this senseless killing. This is the latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details coming up.
And the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC Caribbean and ICBL. Always there when you need us most.
Can we talk about life? Your young children, your babies, your heartbeats. They're counting on you to keep them safe and prepare them for the years ahead. ICBL can help you to create a path for their future success. It's the best gift you can give them. Talk to us about our life products that include whole life, with opportunities to generate funds for future education and fulfill other dreams. Go on and give your kids the head start that they need for the road ahead. Visit ICBL.com today and talk to us about life. ICBL, always there when you need us most.
A leading university professor has rubbished calls for the banning of toy guns or digital games that promote weapons. Professor Corin Bailey, director of the Center for Criminal Justice and Security at the University of the West Indies, was responding to the Congress of Trade Unions and Staff Associations of Barbados C2SAB's call yesterday for the importation and sales of toy guns to be banned, referencing other countries such as Jamaica, where the ban currently exists. Professor Bailey says there is no statistical evidence to show a correlation with toy guns having an effect on crime in a country.
there will not be a tangible effect to that because there are a number of risk factors for involvement in gangs and violent activity, none of which have anything to do with whether or not you were exposed to toy guns as children. It is your exposure to actual violence that is one of the major risk factors. Seeing community violence, seeing it in your home, economic pull factors, social pull factors, whether or not you associate with delinquent pairs, and whether or not you had a family member who was either imprisoned or involved in gang activity. All of those are, we know through research, to be risk factors for involvement in gang activity. Whether or not you played with toy guns as children doesn't factor.
Director of the Center for Criminal Justice and Security at the University of the West Indies, Professor Corin Bailey. Meantime, Director of the Criminal Research and Planning Unit, Cheryl Willoughby, is supporting the call for a ban on the importation of toy guns. Speaking with Starcom Network News, Ms. Willoughby stated her office is willing to work alongside any group seeking to reduce the incidence of crime.
My department supports any activity, request, call, anything like that for any initiatives really that seek to put a dent on the incidence of crime that we are having in Barbados. We are proactive in our research in that we seek to empower our stakeholders, our partners, with information that would enable them to plan strategies aimed at preventing violence and crime in general.
She believes the call is a timely one.
And that this is the season where we will have persons who will want to perpetrate acquisitive crimes on others, whether it be theft, burglary, robbery. And so any call that will enable Barbadians to be aware of the effects of crime, we support it wholeheartedly.
Director of the Criminal Justice Research and Planning Unit, Office of the Attorney General, Cheryl Willoughby. Well, government has voiced its commitment to providing affordable housing for Barbadians, with plans in place for a new set of housing projects. This came as the Ministry of Housing and the National Housing Corporation officially opened four new quadruplexes consisting of 16 units in a ceremony at Solaris Court, Whiteport Road, St. Michael today. Delivering the feature address, Minister of Housing, Lands and Maintenance, Dwight Sutherland, said that the project signals a new vision for the construction of affordable housing across the island.
Prior to 2018, the cost of services, the cost of land, the cost of housing was escalating. So we had to arrest the situation. We had to do something to allow the ordinary man to own a home in this country. So to meet the growing demand for affordable housing, it is also imperative that we rethink the traditional housing designs. So today we are not just opening a housing project, we are unveiling a new vision for the future of affordable, sustainable and resilient living. That's what we are doing. The project represents a milestone in our commitment to provide innovative solutions that meet the evolving needs of our communities. It is recognized that one-size-fits-all solution will not be sufficient, and it is therefore crucial that we offer a range of housing options that can cater to different family sizes, income levels, and lifestyle preferences as well.
He revealed that government's plans to build at least 1,500 houses in the new year is still very relevant.
So the year 2025 promised to be a bumper year in housing, whereby we have projected a minimum of 1,500 houses, and we believe we can build 2,000 once we start early in the year, a minimum of 1,500 houses. I just showed you, we built 1,337 over a three-year period, and we are projecting in 2025 to build a minimum of 1,500 houses, utilizing all three types of designs, in addition to the traditional build, because NHC continues to push its joint venture partnership with traditional builds and also with the innovation.
Minister of Housing, Lands and Maintenance, Dwight Sutherland, in the Lunchtime Edition.
The Lunchtime Edition of the Latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC Caribbean and ICBL, always there when you need us most.
Businesses are facing difficulties securing supplies just 1 week before Christmas, which is expected to affect sales during the critical holiday period.
Chairman of the Retail and Distribution Group of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Anthony Branker, attributes the challenges to freighting delays and delays at the Bridgetown port. However, he says importers need to be more proactive in planning and securing shipments earlier to avoid such challenges.
Yes, importers are definitely experiencing some challenges with getting supplies into Barbados, whether it is especially out of Trinidad, where there has been a strike and there have been significant delays. And of course, we do have challenges with the cargo and cruise ships meeting at the Bridgetown port, and there we have no cargo days. The port has extended opening hours. We appreciate that. But yes, we are still having challenges. But I want to also say that by now, importers should know that they should not be seeking to bring product in at this time. And therefore, they should, you know, be far more proactive in having their shipments for Christmas way earlier.
Chairman of the Retail and Distribution Group of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce, Anthony Branker. In Jamaica, veteran journalist and court reporter Barbara Gale was stabbed multiple times and killed at her home in St. Catharines yesterday. Details surrounding the incident are still being gathered. Gale's career spanned over four decades as the island's preeminent court reporter for the Jamaica Gleaner. The president of the Caribbean Broadcasting Union and general manager of Starcom Network, Anthony Green, has extended his condolences to her family and colleagues, highlighting her outstanding contributions and exemplary work as a journalist within the region.
The Caribbean Broadcasting Union extends heartfelt condolences to the RJR Gleaner Communications Group on the tragic passing of veteran journalist and court reporter Ms. Barbara Gale. Her exceptional work in covering court proceedings and legal issues was unmatched in the Caribbean. Ms. Gale's sudden loss deeply impacts both her Jamaican colleagues and the regional media sector. The CVU will be sure to include her name in the list of media professionals who have made their transition to be recognized during the upcoming Annual General Assembly in August 2025 in Barbados.
President of the Caribbean Broadcasting Union and General Manager of Starcom Network, Anthony Green. Our top stories. A leading university professor has rubbish calls for the banning of toy guns or digital games that promote weapons. Government voices its commitment to providing affordable housing for Barbadians with plans in the works for a new set of housing projects. Shipping and cargo clearance delays affecting businesses and impacting sales a week before Christmas. And a veteran journalist and senior court reporter stabbed to death in Jamaica. This has been the latest, the lunchtime edition on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson.
The lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News was brought to you in association with CIBC Caribbean and ICBL. Always there when you need us most. Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.
Well, the proof of the coverage is in the coverage. No one wants to have a car accident, but accidents do happen when we least expect them. With ICBL Motor Insurance, you have the comfort of knowing that our OmniPlus roadside team will come to your aid, your straightforward claims are settled quickly, and claims payments are guaranteed. Save 12.5% when you purchase new motor insurance online. You can also renew your policy and choose varying payment options using your Visa debit or credit card. It is that easy. Remember, the proof of the coverage is in the coverage.
Learn more at ICVL.com. ICVL, always there when you need us most.
The latest sports is brought to you by the Barbados Lottery, supporting sports, youth, and culture.
Christmas is coming, and so is Merry Money, a brand new scratch game loaded with $1,000 holiday prizes. It's the $5 ticket that could make this holiday season extra bright for you and your loved ones. So grab your Merry Money tickets today at Barbados Lottery Agents Islandwide. Happy holiday scratching! Must be 18 years or older to play. Please play responsibly.
Is this the dagger?
Well, this is the 1240 edition of the latest sports and Paul News. Let's start in St. Kitts, where Taskin Ahmed took 3 wickets for 16 runs to lead Bangladesh to a 27-run victory over the West Indies and the series win in the 3-match series. Shamim Hussain, named player of the match, top scored with 35 not out of 17 balls as Bangladesh finished his 20 overs twice interrupted by rain at 129 for 7. Mahidi Hassan Miraj added 27. Gurikesh Moti took 2 for 25. The West Indies were bowled out for 102 and 18.3 overs. Roston Chase top scored with 32 as the Caribbean side collapsed to lose its last 4 wickets for 13 runs. The third game will be played tomorrow. The T20 series between West Indies women and India will be decided tomorrow. Now this after the West Indies crushed their home side by 9 wickets to set up a decider in the 3-match series. After India won the opening game, West Indies did a demolition job in game 2, blazing to a target of 160 in just 15.4 overs, with skipper Hayley Matthews hitting 85.
We probably knew we weren't up to scratch in that first game and started really slow, and it was definitely something we wanted to turn around today, just trying to be in the game really early. And I think the players with the new ball obviously set the tone, DeAndre and Chanel, the way they came out, and we just tried to take that momentum right through the game. Pretty good to get some runs, yeah, and I guess see it right through the innings as well. I think it was obviously a pretty important game wanting to level the series today, so yeah, I'm pretty happy I was able to take it right through the innings and, yeah, just get the win in the end. I think as a team, we certainly want to do better. Yeah, we probably have put on quite a few chances in the last 2 games, but we are a team that usually has very high fielding standards.
It's Hayley Matthews. DeAndre Docton had earlier taken 2 for 14. More bad weather in Brisbane ruined the potentially intriguing finale to the third test between Australia and India, and left the series tied at 1-1. After gaining a first innings lead of 185, Australia slipped to 33 for 5 at the Gabba. Jasprit Bumrah 3 for 18, ripping through the top order again, before captain Pat Cummins slogged 22 from 10 balls and declared on 89 for 7. It left India with 275 to win from a minimum 54 overs, but bad light stopped play with the host 8 without loss in the third over of the chase.
Australia dominated. After being seen in the bat, looking back now, I think Rohit Sharma, the way the wicket played on day 5, even with the rain, it did crack up. It was a bat-first track, so tick to the Aussies for getting through that. They're on the back of Head. Head's magnificent 100 with Stephen Smith. I thought they were outstanding. One question point, did they bat too long on day 3, that hour where they scored 40 runs? People will say, well, it was to make sure they got them out before the following, which they didn't. So in those 16 overs, I think, I have to check with Rick, but I was 16 overs for 40 runs, 2 for the changeover. That's 18 overs they could have had back bowling in the morning. That's one thing I would have liked to see them bowl in the morning. It did the most in the morning.
It's Darren Lehman scores Australia 445 and 89 for 7, India 252 for 9 and 8 without loss. Meantime, Indian bowling great Ashwin has retired from international cricket. The 38-year-old, the 7th highest wicket taker in Test history, made the announcement after the drawn third test. He took 537 wickets at an average of 24 in 106 tests. He also scored 6 centuries and averaged 25 with the bat.
This will be my last day as an Indian cricketer in all formats as at the international level. I do feel there's a bit of punch left in me as a cricketer, but I would like to expose and probably showcase that in club level cricket, but this will be the last day. And I've had a lot of fun. I must say I've created a lot of memories alongside Rohit and several of my other teammates, even though I've lost some of them over the last few years.
Cricket West Indies board member Dr. Donovan Bennett says the decision to replace Andre Kohli as Test team coach is less about his competence and more about his successor's perceived capacity to get the region's more talented players committed to red ball cricket. Bennett, the Jamaica Cricket Association president, says Sammy more than anyone else will be able to transition players who are in the white ball setup into the red ball game. Josh De Silva smashed 166 on day one of the four-day Trinidad and Tobago Red Force practice match at the Queen's Park Oval. The Red Force are preparing for the regional four-day tournament, which bowls off in early 2025. The Guyana Cricket Board, meantime, has announced that the regional four-day tournament would return to that country next year. The GCB says the first three rounds of the tournament will be hosted in Guyana. Giannis claimed a triple-double as the Milwaukee Bucks beat the Oklahoma City Thunder in the NBA Cup Final. The Bucks became the second winners with a 97-81 victory at the T-Mobile Arena. Giannis scored 26 points, 19 rebounds, and 10 assists before being named the tournament's most valuable player. That's the latest from Starcom Network Sports. I'm Paul Mears. Good afternoon.
Thank you so much, Paul. And the latest sports was brought to you by the Barbados Lottery, supporting sports, youth, and culture.
National Insurance and Social Security Service. More than a contribution, it's your lifeline.
An invalidity benefit is payable to a person who is under 67 years of age and is permanently incapable of undertaking further employment because of a specific disease or bodily or mental disablement. When it comes time to receive your pension at age 67, the invalidity benefit will be converted into an old age contributory pension of an equal amount. For more details, please visit our website and follow us on our social media pages.
The National Insurance and Social Security Service. More than a contribution, it's your lifeline.
Wait, Stoughtly, you see that video online with scorpions in Barbados?
Scorpions? Barbados ain't got nothing, so?
My man, people bringing fruits and vegetables and things. And things is behind.
But we's got inspection at the port.
But as good as the job we doing, things will slip by and then so could mash up the crops.
Boy, and that's a sure way to mash up the country.
That is why the Ministry of Agriculture tell you, if you see something strange, say something now. And call 535-5100 or WhatsApp a picture at 832-2445 or email hotline at agriculture.gov.bb.
Invasive pests threaten our crops and food supply. If you see any unusual insects or other organisms, report it immediately.
What's that number again?
535-5100. Why? You see something strange?
Wait, man, I'm looking at you.
A message from the Plant Quarantine Unit in the Ministry of Agriculture, Food and Nutritional Security.
This holiday season, fill your table with the finest Bajan baked goods with Purity Bakeries, baking from the heart. From fresh salt bread and farmer's choice hams to rich grit cakes and festive whole cakes in your favorite flavors, we've got it all. Savor our traditional Bajan ham cutter specials. Try the new Italian loaf bursting with garlics and herbs. Or enjoy the wholesome goodness of our 1-12 grain loaf for a healthier twist. Find all you need at the Purity Bread Shop, supermarkets, and shops island-wide. Follow us on social media for more. Purity Bakeries, baking from the heart, this Christmas and always.
ICBL advises our valued customers that our office on Roebuck Street will close for business on Thursday, December 19th at 11 a.m. to facilitate the company's end-of-year staff lunch and awards ceremony. We invite you to plan your in-branch business accordingly. Our online portal remains available to customers for all necessary transactions at icbl.com. Normal business hours will resume Friday, December 20th from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. We apologize for any inconvenience and thank you for your understanding. ICBL, always there when you need us most.
Shop the BOGO sale at Quartz today only. Buy one, get one 70% off credit purchases when you spend $1,499 or more. Or buy one, get one 30% off cash purchases when you spend $1,499 or more. Plus, you can buy one, get one 20% off TCL Smart TVs 43 inches and over. And get 60% off Christmas decor with ready finance. Shop today. Pay later. Offers end December 18th. Conditions apply. Shop the BOGO sale at Quartz, bringing value home.
Just about 7 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock. Don't forget, coming up at 1, we are bringing you a sponsored half hour courtesy of Farmer's Choice. In the meantime, a little Kelly Clarkson, Christmas isn't canceled, just you. Christmas isn't canceled, just you, my friend. We are over. It is done. I haven't canceled Christmas. I'm still hanging on the lights. I'm still baking all my cake. I'm still doing all the things I do at Christmas. The only thing I've canceled is you. Standing by to join His Royal Highness Nobby Claus at Farmer's Choice. I hope he knows I'm expecting a ham cutter when he comes back.